ready to pledge allegiance, or do we want to sing the national anthem?
No flag in here.
There's no flag. Do you know which way Mecca is? No? Okay, well, check that off anyway. There can't be any changes to the agenda, so.
I'd like to approve the agenda.
I'd like to have this explained to us, you know, how it went into the PIF thing.
Okay, let's get through the preliminaries.
So Pete made a motion.
The motion to approve the agenda?
I made the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Agenda's approved. Staff?
Here.
Eric?
So, Steve, you came and reminded staff last week of the deadline for public infrastructure fund proposals, and it was Friday at 4:30 PM. I think Jim and I both had conversations about the nature of the proposal that was most urgent that we thought that funding should be sought for. That being for to help us cover soft costs associated with potential urgent repair and renovation of the Point Hudson jetty. It's a project that is identified in the community economic development strategy, and what is required for all PIF proposals is that they be listed in the community economic development strategy, or SEDS. So staff put together an application in a timely fashion and submitted it on Friday at 4:30 p.m. where we were advised that although it was preferable to have the authorizing agenda occur in advance of application submittal, that because this process was somewhat new and hadn't been used in the past, that they were going to allow something of a grace period, I think, until the 8th, I believe, for authorizing resolutions. So what you have before you, what I've provided copies of for you, is both the proposal that went forward for soft costs associated with brick water renovation, as well as a draft authorizing resolution. We've attached to the application that we submitted on Friday the draft but unapproved resolution, just to let the county administrator know that it was under consideration before the commission at this special meeting today. So this would go a long way to helping us kind of navigate our way through, hopefully, to urgent repairs to the jetty, if not in the autumn of this year, and certainly within the fish window of 2020. And the object is to help cover both permitting as well as any engineering support that would be needed as part of that process.
So this is a authorization to have staff submit a request to the PIF fund.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still a decision for the PIF board to decide
Correct.
Whether to fund it.
Yeah, and our understanding is that as of 4:30 p.m. last Friday, that there were five other proposals that have been submitted, so a total of half a dozen, as we understand it, going from the PIF board.
As of 4:30?
Yes.
Really? When the deadline was 4:30?
Yes.
Because in the meeting, we had seven people raise their hands saying it definitely had authorizations, resolutions to go forward with PIF.
And they're going to be later than us.
Huh. That's interesting.
Any idea how much money all the other proposals total? What's the total request?
I don't. I know that the total amount that's available is about $800,000.
Is that the 50% that's available, or is that the entire PIF?
I don't know the answer to that. So I'd be speaking out of hand. I'm going on the information packet that was sent out indicating how much money was available. I don't know what that represents, whether that's the total amount or a fraction. I don't know.
How much are we requesting?
$150,000.
So this is basically then not, we're ignoring the stormwater, and we're going, as I read this, all in on rebuilding and what we have instead of, in other words, this is all going to go toward the new thing, which is not going to be anything at all related to any other methods of doing the jetty, like a potential scrape and rebuild or anything. It's going to be going over just repairing what we have now.
It's a repair. Mm-hmm. It's a repair.
Just, I thought we were talking PIF as far as bathroom renovation, and that kind of went out.
We have a very urgent piece of infrastructure that needs fixing.
Right.
And we need to focus our money, and this, in Eric and my and Abigail's opinion, is our number one priority to get this fixed.
Right.
And bathrooms, we can deal with bathrooms, we can deal with a lot of things. We can deal with stormwater, we're making some numbers, but we can't deal with another storm like we had.
And we're also, you know, reluctant to make multiple requests given the limited funding available. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, didn't want to have multiple port applications competing with one another, and frankly, to appear to be maybe overreaching a bit. So decided to keep it focused on this one urgent infrastructure need.
And just for background, the other agencies that submitted PIF requests each only submitted one, with the exception of the PUD, which said it was going to perhaps have two. So that, well, you know, we're wanting to have this thing awarded to us, and so rather than appearing greedy, perhaps just one might be a good one. But I have to say, you know, I realize we're running short-staffed and everything. But really, this probably should have been brought up and talked about more earlier, so that we all had a better understanding of where we were before the very last minute. When I was sitting in the meeting with the other guys, they were all saying, "Oh yeah, we've been discussing that and had our resolutions ready," and they asked me how many were sitting. I don't know, maybe two. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I understand that being short-staffed is a consideration, but this is kind of an important thing, specifically in interacting with our local community partners. You know, they're expecting us. This is something they all consider important, and they're expecting us to be leading on this. So I'm not sure if any of the new org chart things, you know, with the lease guy or something, that'll free up some time so that we don't have things fall through the cracks.
Commissioner, with all due respect, I have to say, you sit on that committee. You told me that you didn't even have an application approved yet until Friday or Thursday. So if you're sitting on a committee, you need to let staff know all the steps, and you didn't.
No,
I'm not
did.
Blaming you, but I'm saying throw staff under the bus that this wasn't done. We worked for 12 hours getting this out.
I understand that.
And I really expect people to sit on committees to let us know what we need to do, because I don't go to those meetings. I have no idea what's going on.
The last meeting we talked about that was on Wednesday, that just before I had the commission meeting, I came in and specifically said it's going to be done on the 1st. And so everyone here heard that. The applications are due on the 1st. Then Mark, right after that, sent out the applications. He didn't send the applications out to me or to anyone on the commission. He sent them out to staff. And right on the front of the application, it said, "This is due with resolution." And so, I had to, when you said that, you surprised me when you said, "Well, what about this?" Is that I had never seen it. So, like I said, I understand that we're short-staffed. I don't know. And the thing that hadn't been totally resolved was not the application, it was the judging process. But still, it was, you know, we should have been discussing this, and we probably should have discussed it more thoroughly at the retreat or something, but we should have known, you know, we should have had more input into this. Like, he wasn't sure if we were going to be asking about bathrooms still. And I had no idea if we were going to be doing stormwater, because we discussed those things, but hadn't really come to a conclusion.
I might recommend, we were really successful with our whiteboard. I know it's still up there. Myself, personally, I haven't been paying attention to it, because kind of the post-last regime, that was not going on in that regime. And are we back doing whiteboard again? where we kind of kick around agenda items?
The whiteboard's still up there. I mean, that's still...
But are you using it to understand what's going on with a meeting?
I haven't seen anything posted on it since Sam left.
It was actually put up there for commissioners to write their ideas.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, you guys...
I don't think anybody's...
That's the only way I know, and I...
Because you have meetings... Kind of chipping in here, I really don't want the president of the commission guiding the agenda items. That really bugs me. And I think it's all three of us need to have input into that. So, certainly not taking sides, but if you were more involved in the agenda process, you might have been sitting up there looking at the whiteboard saying, oh, we need to have a discussion on this second meeting about this, and possibly we actually need a resolution because the PIP thing is going to come due on the first.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to throw anybody under the bus, but what happened is I think that the conversation got postponed until after the retreat, and then the conversation didn't happen. And, you know, when I was going to planning meetings, I used to go through stuff and figure out what needs to be included, and unfortunately, I wasn't involved in that.
I encourage everybody to put agenda items on that whiteboard. Because, you know, we can't talk otherwise, so unless it goes through Jim.
And it's just a habit. I'm not, I need to get back into that habit of getting up there and just plunking down and looking at the board and saying, oh, you know, I was talking to Bob, and, you know, this really needs to get, is an issue that might need to get on the board.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anybody's at fault. I just think it's a dialogue issue where we just got a little...
Yeah, and what I'm trying to figure out is a way to have it so that it's not so onerous for one person to have to be the guy that remembers it all, you know, because it should be all of us, but I'm not sure how to actually do that.
All the stuff comes, I assume all the stuff that comes in the port kind of comes to your letter opener, Sue, or... I mean,
but
this PIP
once,
thing, did it come address
oh,
to Jim,
I,
or did it come
to me?
Yeah.
Electronically.
So maybe a, I don't know, does office have some sort of pending file tool or something that we could use to say these are action items, something that's come across my desk or something that I know about because of a committee assignment that should be taken up by the
commission. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel.
Well,
I think we just need to, you know, really be proactive as far as we are sitting on committees. And, you know, if something comes up and we need to make sure it happens, then we make sure it happens. And for me, myself personally, I just need to sit in front of the whiteboard and get in that habit, because I haven't been doing that, and that'll definitely help the process. So,
okay.
And I'm glad we got this out. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Cool. That was no work. Just a few hours on Friday.
Further discussion on the resolution?
No.
No motion.
I move we approve the resolution.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Resolution's approved. Next public workshop and regular business meeting is Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. Workshop at 9:30 a.m. and meeting at 1 p.m. Sana Dae.
All good?
Thank you.
Yeah. Meeting's adjourned?
Meeting's adjourned.
Yeah, that's